Hey, everybody. So my name is Tate O'Brien. I'm a junior at Cleveland High School. And when I was young, I was born into a Christian family. I was raised in this church. And my mama, she's sitting over here. She's over there in that little section over there. She had one rule in my house, and that was be kind. So as you can tell, that kind of sums up like how I was raised. And that kind of showed me Jesus from a young age. And I'd always heard it at home. I'd heard it in church. I'd heard his name, and I was kind of interested in it, but it all didn't make sense to me. So that all kind of changed when I went to VBS for the first time in the summer going to elementary school. And there was where I started hearing. I was hearing of God's eternal love and Jesus's grace for me. And I decided I wanted that. So at VBS in that summer is where I gave my life to Christ, and the best decision I've ever made. My early walk, I love God. I wanted to learn more about him, but I was still kind of going through the motions because I was new to everything. I was kind of afraid to step out in my faith and be bold. I didn't really know how to testify to my friends through elementary school. I just wouldn't go, all in for him, and I didn't really understand how to do that. So that my change from that to where I am now is that came in Camp Cherokee going into seventh grade. So I always say Camp Cherokee is the greatest week of my year, and that reigns true to today. Like I didn't know if I was going to survive last year not having it because of COVID and everything, but I'm happy we get it again this year. So, going in, I didn't really know what to expect, but I was excited. I had all my friends. We were planning. We were like, "Yo, I'll request you if you request me," and we all end up in the same cabin. I was excited to get outdoors, no distractions, without my phone and everything, and really just learn more about God. That's what I went to go. It was a very powerful week for me. God revealed himself in many ways. I learned a lot about myself, which I'm very thankful for. But the kind of moment that was most important to me came in the second to last night of Camp Cherokee. And in that sermon, I was just sitting there, and I was feeling very convicted by the speaker's words. And, I remember asking myself, like, if I really love God, why do I give him so little of my time? And I was thinking, like, there's friends I have who are lost, who have never heard the name of Jesus, that if they died today, they would be in hell. And I just asked myself, like, why do I not care enough to share to them? So that kind of just hit me, and I decided, like, I need to make a change. I really need to make a change. So here I point to, I was thinking this week about, a Bible character I can kind of coincide with my story. And the first one that came to my mind was Peter. So as we know, Peter was kind of like the spokesperson for the disciples. He's probably the most closest to Jesus. I would say he walked and talked with Jesus every day. He was someone who he thought he had great faith, right? But when it came down to it, he chose the world over God, and that came when he denied Jesus three times. Personally, I look at after, like, how he responded to that. So obviously, he came and felt a wave of emotion, and he changed his life for the better, which I look at his story more at that part, where, like, he became the founder of the church, and he started missions and everything. And, like, I think, like, what God decided to do through me because I chose to wake up like Peter did. So I want to share a verse with you real quick in Acts 10:15, where Peter is having a vision where it says, again, a second time, the voice said to him, "What God has made clean, do not call impure." So during this time, I was just realizing, as this sermon is stirring in me, I just realized, like, I needed grace just as much as anyone else, just as much as any of my friends. I was no better than anybody. Like, I was a sinner like everybody, and I needed to give God my time and my effort and put him at the center of my life. So the invitation came, and I was feeling moved, so I went out I went out of the worship hall. I had a good conversation with my good friend Turner Lay. I'm sure a lot of you know him. We have a good friendship to this day, and we had a great conversation. And I decided, you know, I knew I had my salvation. Like I knew I was saved. I knew I would go to heaven, but I knew I needed more. Like I knew I needed a change. So I decided to rededicate my life to Christ. And that was very important to me because it was like a new starting point. So I'm very thankful for that. God bless. So my final question to you is, what could God be doing in your life if you made him your priority, if you put him at the center of your life? You know, like, I'll just encourage you, like, whatever you're holding back, whatever it is, like, whether it's sin or fear or whatever it is, give it to God. Because I found my joy in the Lord when I stopped trying to hold back everything and I just gave it to him when I went all in at Camp Cherokee. That was what's important to me. And I wrote down, like, a good faith is not one where you have one foot in the boat and one foot on the dock. Like, you have to go all in. You can't be indecisive about it. Like, go all in if you really want to move the kingdom. So, again, my challenge to you is just put your personal ambition and your personal agenda aside. Make God your priority and see where he takes you, because he can take you a lot farther than you think that you can take yourself. So just let him do his thing through you, and just enjoy the ride. So thank you.